Dr. Rick Bright, a vaccine expert who led a biodefense agency in the Department of Health and Human Services, testified before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Bright alleged in a whistleblower complaint last week that he was ousted from his post after warning the Trump administration to prepare for the pandemic. He told Congress that the United States could face severe consequences unless leaders act decisively to prevent a rebound of COVID-19 this fall.
Our window of opportunity is closing. If we fail to improve our response now, based on science, I fear the pandemic will get worse and be prolonged. There will be likely a resurgence of COVID-19 this fall. It'll be greatly compounded by the challenges of seasonal influenza. Without better planning, 2020 could be the darkest winter in modern history.
Bright's testimony follows this week's warning by Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, that a rushed lifting of the stay-at-home restrictions could turn back the clock, leading to more infections and deaths and complicating efforts to get the economy rolling again. Bright told Congress he warned the administration several times since January that the nation's stockpile of personal protective equipment was insufficient. He says his urges were not responded with action, and instead he was told he was causing a commotion and was removed from meetings. Bright also said he believes his ousting was accelerated after he resisted efforts to promote the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine, whose use President Trump touted, without an appropriate vetting process.
We have a very rigorous scientific review process for all of the investments that we make for the drugs, vaccines, and diagnostics through BARDA and through our department, actually. And so there were some attempts to bypass that rigorous vetting process that caused me great concern. Without that scientific vetting, that does increase the risk of a drug being evaluated or supported that could have safety concerns.
Bright responded to Republican allegations that he originally supported hydroxychloroquine tests. Bright said he supported randomized controlled clinical studies of the malaria drug, but he resisted the plan to make the drug widely available. During his testimony, Bright warned that the U.S. currently lacks a plan to produce and fairly distribute a coronavirus vaccine when it becomes available. He also said he believes a time frame of 12 to 18 months to get a vaccine may be too optimistic.
A lot of optimism is swirling around a 12 to 18 month time frame. If everything goes perfectly, we've never seen everything go perfectly. My concern is if we rush too quickly and consider cutting out critical steps, we may not have a full assessment of the safety of that vaccine, so it's still going to take some time. I still think 12 to 18 months is an aggressive schedule, and I think it's going to take longer than that to do so.
As part of his whistleblower complaint, Bright is seeking to be reinstated in his old job. The Department of Health and Human Services says it strongly disagrees with Bright's allegations. But a federal watchdog agency has found reasonable grounds that Bright was removed from his post as head of BARDA, the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, after sounding the alarm at the Department of Health and Human Services. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Luana Muniz.